Richard Hernandez.
Brian Hernandez.
Nicole Hernandez.
Blanca Plasencia.
So we are sitting here in what will be Pella's newest restaurant opening very soon. First of all, Richie, let our listeners know a little bit about the concept you're bringing here to town and the restaurant.
Okay, it will be Cantaritos. It's Mexican cuisine, grill and cantina. We're just introducing people to new stuff, handmade tortillas. We're having pressed here right in front, so people walk in, see how it's done. I've been in this town for 16, I lived here 16 years. Fell in love with the town. And I knew I could just start my own business. I ran the other restaurant for 16 years. And just talked to Blanca, and she's got a good concept going in West Des Moines with her restaurant. And I'm like, we should just bring that over to Pella and just introduce people to different sauces, different seasonings, and different food.
Well, and he just mentioned you helped bring this from West Des Moines to here. What's that been like, and what's the business like up in West Des Moines, and how are you trying to translate that and bring that here to Pella?
Well, that has been a process. I also have been in the restaurant business for like 15 years. So every place that I go for Mexican is the same. And my husband, he's been a cook. My husband was a cook here in Pella for 12 years. So he is really, really good with recipes. So he had a lot of new things, really good things, and I wanted people to try what's the authentic Mexican food. So people who have been in Mexico, they know what the real thing is. So that's what I want. I want them to try different things. Not everything is spicy, but it's the flavors are very different, very unique, good combinations, and very authentic. So that's what we like fresh-made tortillas that makes the whole difference on the dishes. And then the guacamole prepared at your order, that's really, really fresh, good guacamole.
Well, and there's actually kind of two halves I saw coming into the building. We're sitting on the cantina side, and there's a restaurant side. Is that intentional to kind of split these concepts up a little bit? Or why is there maybe, the cantina and the restaurant aspect?
Well, the building was, that's the layout of the building. But I like that idea because if you want to just, have drinks, we want to do the bar area more like TVs, people could watch games, have drinks, be a little louder. That's right. And then we have the other area, which is a little more sit down, and people just want to have a nice dinner or lunch and just want to talk. We could adjust the speakers, make put a different music over there, maybe a little bit lower, so where you feel more relaxed. And we just want people to just, depends what you want. You want to have drinks with friends, you could sit on this side of the building. You want to have just dinner with the kids, wife, or a date, you could sit on that side, on the other side where the dining area is.
Well, for the two of you, I'm guessing summer break was a little bit busier because I'm sure you're helping him get everything go on here. What's it been like helping get this restaurant built and started, and what's it like to see it all come together like this?
It was a cool experience. I'm glad Mike got to do this with my dad, and it was just, I guess, fun doing it.
Same for you?
Yeah.
First job for him.
First job. Are you guys going to be helping here?
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing while you're here? Just a little bit of everything?
Yeah.
Also, Ashley, she's been here a lot, and she's been helping a lot, too.
So the biggest question is, our listeners are wondering, well, when's this going to be open? When are they going to be ready to come on out? Obviously not maybe a hard opening or a big grand opening, but you're hoping customers are going to be in these doors very soon.
So today. Today's the day. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be on the radio today. So today, probably at 3 p.m., we're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony, and then it's going to be like a soft opening. But this weekend, full-time open, for sure.
Exciting for you guys, right?
Yes, very exciting.
Awesome.